As activists continue sounding the alarm over fracking and political observers try to decipher signals sent from the Cuomo administration about it, the Westchester Board of Legislators voted unanimously on Monday to ban fracking fluids from the suburban New York County. Westchester joins the list of community governments that have imposed laws impacting gas drilling and hydrofracking in anticipation the state may give fracking the green light. In Westchester, no fracking fluids will be allowed in any sewer plants within its lines. The fluid will be banned from sale in the county, as well as its application on any roads as an ice and snowmelt solution. Legislator Catherine Borgia has taken the issue a step further by asking state lawmakers to introduce legislation
to require any vendor that does business on the state contract to list whether or not the items that they are selling on the state contract, which is where most of our municipalities purchase their materials for road treatment, to list whether or not it does have fracking byproducts.
Lenape Resources owner John Holko is all too familiar with local legislation. The town of Avon, where he is based, has issued a moratorium under which he cannot drill new gas wells. He says state law supersedes local law. He would like to see that law enforced, lifting the patchwork of local bans.
That's ECL 23 that says that the state supersedes all local action except for property taxes and highways.
It has been suggested that Governor Andrew Cuomo will restrict fracking to the southern tier. Not a good idea, says Walter Hang. He is the president of Toxic Targeting, an environmental database firm based in Ithaca.
If it's not safe for all New Yorkers, it can't possibly be safe for just the residents of the southern tier. So the governor has a really long row to hoe. And it's fine that there's opposition in Westchester County for the fracking wastewater, but there's never been any fracking wastewater dumped in Westchester County or anywhere downstate. It's all being dumped in central New York, in the Finger Lakes, in the southern tier.
In a related development, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has dealt a crippling blow to those opposed to a $43 million natural gas compression station, denying a request to rehear arguments against building the Millennium Pipeline project. And while the fracking issue remains complex and controversial, John Holko says there really is no cause for alarm.
As an industry participant and somebody who's operated in New York State for 30 years, I think there's tremendous potential. I think it can be done safely. I think the opportunities are great for all of us, but there has to be a clear understanding of what can be done and where it can be done.
On Monday, chairman of three assembly committees sent a letter to DEC Commissioner Joe Martens, urging him to withdraw the latest proposals until the health review is completed. The DEC has not yet returned calls for comment. Governor Cuomo is caught in the middle of the controversy. Walter Hang promises activists will be in Albany next month.
The governor has got a lot of heavy lifting to do before he makes a favorable decision on shale gas fracking in New York. And we're going to fight him every step along the way. There are going to be hundreds and hundreds of people at State of the State in Albany. So we're hoping that the governor comes to his senses.
A new round of comments on the DEC's revised set of proposed fracking regulations will be accepted between December 12th and January 11th. The new deadline to finalize the rules is February 27th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.